I'm pretty darn proud of myself. Once again, ladies, and connect with friends, go online, Google, search. You can do repairs on your own without hiring someone. I'm fortunate, I have a friend. I met his parents on a walking group and community group last year. And he is a home builder, inherited family business. And I told him, I said, I'm having problems with the dishwasher again. We kind of tinkered through things, took the filter and where your drain is off. And he sent me a few things to try to kind of remedy the situation. As he said, you got really hard water. Even though you have a home filter system, it doesn't matter. You got your, I mean, they're drilling well water. I believe that's what it is in the community. It's got a lot of calcium and it's limestone underground. And it literally, I mean, it clogs everything up. What happened is all that buildup got into the drains of the dishwasher. Things start backing up all the water inside the dishwasher. I had water on the floor. Thank God I was home. I caught it. But started doing it again. And he had me order a few things online. And I got them today. And I tried it out. And I'm like, I'll be darned. Guess what? Twice now, I was able to fix the dishwasher on my own. That's right. I did not need to hire anyone to fix it. And now I have, thank God almighty, a dishwasher again. Although it's just myself. It's so much more easier. And you save water, as he said. You save so much water by using a dishwasher. Especially when you're by yourself. Because you're not constantly running the water, cleaning dishes and that. And you have fur kids, pets. And it saves so much money on your water bill. I got it fixed. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. The only other thing is we tried, as he said, let's cancel Roto-Rooter. Let's reschedule for tomorrow evening. Let's see if we can work on the shower. So when I get back home, he's going to have me take all the nozzles off the front of them and try to get to the back of the nozzles and see if we can figure out the situation. There was some serious plumbing going on because I told him I forgot. The people who owned the house before had cut a hole in the wall on the other side, which is the closet, the hallway closet when you come into the house. So there was, as he said, somebody had some serious plumbing problems, and most likely it looks like the people before you have plumbing problems. So is this another situation with the same plumbing problems, as he says, if it's a chance? So I get home and get him on video chat, and we're gonna see if we can remedy the faucets. If not, as he said, you know, this could be really expensive. It could be extensive. It could be pipes that need to be replaced. You know, where do you wanna stop? You know, you are trying to get things together and making Eric understand, as a responsible adult, he needs to start behaving, as Tom said, is you have to get the house together. You know, he's got to get his credit up to par and situation. He needs to keep the bills, paying him on time. He can't be running late on bills all the time. He's hurting you, and he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly every move he's doing, and that's the truth. I'm not going to stop podcasting about it. I was remaining private and quiet, but hell no, I'm not. I was quiet about our situation and kept it private until I had girls in the community contacting me and people I run into and telling me all this stuff that he was saying about me. I wasn't saying dilly squat. I'll talk about him and stuff in the area. I have friends outside the county that I have met and just over the past months since we legally separated. I have not talked about him. I don't discuss it. I just say the spouse is estranged, you know, strangely estranged, and we're legally separated. That's it. You know, he does what he does, and I have my life. But I stopped being quiet when I started hearing things of what he was saying about me. It was not okay. And predicting my death. Not okay. Domestic violence attorney hit him head on. He knows exactly what he was doing. And he's not the person you didn't know this person you got married. He got married for a gain. Not because out of love or anything else. He doesn't care about you. And the thing is, he's continuing to hurt you, and he knows exactly every move he's doing. This guy researches stuff. He researched how to not be a caregiver. He wasn't even a caregiver to start with. But as Tom said, you know, you got to stay up on your credit score and all this stuff. You know, the goal is, you know, you got to get the rest of the separation agreement finalized and file for the divorce, work with your attorney, and get the house sold. You have to legally have a roof over your head. Disability is not going to have it any other way. They're going to hold Eric accountable for there has to be a roof over my head. This roof over my head is, like he said, this house is falling apart. It was not maintained. It was not taken care of. I had a lady down the street tell me the house was vacant for over a year. It just sat there. They staged it to sell. They were looking for somebody that was in desperate times and desperate measures, and we were. We only had 30 days to close and find a property. I did not like the property. I did not want the property. I chose a very large historic mansion, and the next county over, it sat on a corner, a pretty, like I called it a spring green property. The color, and it was just enough. Yes, it butted into a restaurant, family-owned restaurant, but it had its privacy still. And I planned on opening it into a bed and breakfast because I love to cook. I love to create meals. They had problems with the ventilation system. It scared me because I was still under oncology care at that time. And the air was very stagnant and thick, and just felt like I couldn't breathe when I walked in. So it was hard to say how much mold bacteria was growing. And they had problems with the attic with a lot of moisture. And it just kind of, I had the gut to just, I'm not sure about this. Could have been remedied, I don't know. Nobody knows. But it would have been ideal. That was the house. A darn good steal of a deal. I think it was listed for like, I think we could have got it for $190,000. Now I think that house sold for over $300,000, if I'm not mistaken. I could be close. Eric wanted this house. I didn't want this house. We moved in this house. They staged everything to hide everything. And while we were in closing, they had people move all their stuff out. How sneaky and shady is that? I cried. When I walked through the house the first time, I cried. It was so incredibly filthy that it took days to clean. I woke up because I couldn't breathe. I was sleeping in the living room. I couldn't breathe. I told her I just can't breathe. I wake up in a panic because I couldn't breathe. I had a vision. This lady was sitting in a wheelchair, an older lady, and she was sitting on the other side of the couch. And in the dream, she's talking to me, but I can't understand what she's saying. But she's warning me, and she's pointing at the vents. She's pointing at the vents. This is not a lie, so help me God. This is not a lie. A lot of people say this is a generation gift, and everybody in every generation has a gift to connect. And a special gift, and you'll have your skeptics, but I've seen a lot of things. There's a feed store within the area that when me and Eric pulled up, and I'm not even from this area, and we had just first moved in, and I told him I felt uncomfortable, like, I don't know, I felt like I couldn't breathe. I felt death. And I pointed Eric to the right side of the steps. I said, somebody died here. He just looked at me. I said, somebody died here. Somebody died here. I was very uncomfortable. Like I could see everything. I literally didn't realize I had the owner's son, I believe it was. And I asked him, somebody die here? Because when I walked and we parked, and he knew we were from around here. I said, I feel like somebody died, like, and he looked at me and said, what do you mean? I said, somebody died, like, right in front of your property, like, right side steps. I said, I don't know. I just feel like, I've talked about this podcast, I podcast about this before. Somebody did die, and he knew that, and I freaked him out. I don't know if there's a lot of witchcraft going on. I've heard things from friends in other counties. There's a lot of strange things going on. Witches and stuff, I don't know. I've never met anybody, you know, whatever. I don't get in that juju. But he really thought, like, I don't know. At first he thought it was a witch, because said underneath his breath, witch. But when I started talking to him and stuff, he realized I'm not. And that literally I was seeing things. Because I told him, I felt like there was a lot of young kids looking down from the rafters laughing at night at you. So you got things at night, weird things going on, like you're registering that. This guy literally looked at me and he literally, his face turned white. He said, yes, I do. I'm always having problems with my register and I feel like people are watching me. I said, they are. They're not any harmful to you. They're not harmful to you. These are just people who worked here. And a lot of them perished in floods and they're young kids. And I see them with suspenders on and like a fedora hat, button down shirts. I said, they're just connecting with you. They just want you to understand. You know, it's nobody gonna hurt you. I never did go back and get a discount on the boots I liked, but this is the truth. But when we moved in the house, I felt an older elderly woman in a wheelchair directing me to the vents. I had Eric literally that morning. I told him to look in the vents. He said, why? I said, because I can't breathe in this house. And I had this strange vision. He opened the vents and it literally shocked the hell out of me and him. We had to have the vent service twice, entire duct system. One company came from Cincinnati and said they have never seen such stuff in ducts before that literally were like blocks of hair and dirt and where the property was just, I mean, I was fortunate. I could have died. I mean, breathing in this stuff, it took twice and to have it sanitized twice. I didn't want this house. This house has gone through so much work. I mean, we're easily over 60,000 by now. Easy. Last time I added up the receipts, it was over 50 grand. Easily over 60, never get that money back. But I told Eric, you got to get on it, man. You got to get on it. You got to get out of your head, start being an adult, and get on it. I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to evade, avoid, and I'm going to ignore with every last part of me I got. I'm going to avoid you. But I wasn't going to put things out there until people start telling me things he was saying about me. And these were girls, young enough to be my daughters, that were telling me things. I was like, damn, I've never, you know, I talk about him. The people that I've met outside the county, I don't say anything. I don't get into it. But okay, if we're going to play that, then I'm going to play it. And he keep doing it, like he keeps doing it, now I'm going to play it. But this stuff's not okay. He needs to focus on getting the house together, and everybody in the world, this podcast can agree. House needs to be sold. I need to move on with my life. That's the truth. The divorce needs to be processed, but I have to get into a new home first. I was assigned attorney within the county because I'm on disability. And he is a disability attorney as well as divorce attorney, family law attorney. As he said, the focus is on the assets, and this house. This house needs to be sold. You need to get things fixed. The plumbing has to get fixed. If I can't fix it with Tom again today, we're going to try last hurrah. I already have an appointment with Roto-Rooter tomorrow, and things are going to have to be fixed. But like he said, we may be starting to have to dig, or not dig, but cut other holes in the wall. You know, and you may have to have a hole cut in the freaking, you know, in the shower. We don't want to do that, but before, as he said, before you do it, please call me, you know, so I can talk to you and we can figure out, are we going to go this route? Should we go this route? But I need to have hot water. I got less than 3 minutes of water for a shower. Is that fair? And he's going to Planet Fitness in a warm shower, and Eric's known about this for 3 weeks. And money that should have been for repairs for the shower are given to men posing as women and various other people through Cash App. And I've flagged Cash App, because I was flagged about him using Cash App, and I didn't know what Cash App was, and Bitcoin. Is this fair? Oh, hell no. No, I'm nobody's damn fool, but I'm not a pushover, and you ain't gonna manipulate me anymore. That's the truth. I mean, some people will say, well, you shouldn't talk about it, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Oh, okay. Well, you people who say that stuff, well, you shouldn't talk about it on the podcast, and I should keep it private. I was gonna keep it private until he was literally talking about everything. I mean, I had a problem with this. I realized I had a separation agreement ready to go in 2020 in July, because it was 2020 when things started going really weird with him. He wasn't acting right, and I couldn't figure out what the heck it was. I had literally found the separation agreement 2020, and I did not have it notarized or witnessed or anything. I didn't approach him about it, but that just told me, like, wow, this literally, I was right. Things were weird. I've gone through photos and I've noticed things have gotten weird. Things were weird. Things had changed. The whole vibe and the feel and everything changed 2020. And I realized I had a separation agreement then. Separation agreement was witnessed, signed, and he agreed to everything May 2022. So that tells you that I stuck it out for 2 years. 2 years of pure hell. I stuck up for myself too. I'm not afraid of anybody. That's the truth. Pray to your good Lord. Anybody tries anything, you remember, I've been through tiki torture with the radiation machine. I know my legal rights, and I have a right to stand up for myself. Anybody want to try anything, it'd be your biggest mistake, and I'd be your biggest nightmare. Because big things come in little Spitfire packages, is all I got to say. But I wanted it out of it. I wanted the legal separation in 2020. I found it. I might have to screenshot. I literally found it. And Eric didn't know about it. I'm sure him and his friends listened to it, this podcast. Please do. Because I'm tired of him blaming me. Oh, she bounced the bank account. Hell, I'm 51 years old. Who the hell in the right damn frame of mind going to bounce a bank account at 51 years old? I've had bank accounts longer than you've been born, and I never bounced any bank account. I'm responsible. My credit score's always been up to par. I've always stayed on top of my bills. I've never been late, regardless dealing with my health. But he wants to tell everybody that, and then that Bitcoin and Cash App and all these various women, and then I'm telling you, why do I know that some of these people are men posing as women? Because I call one of them who had marital funds, marital assets, which are mine, legally, per attorney today. That's your money, too. They got a phone call. Like I said, I'm not afraid of anybody. A guy answered in California. He SHRT'd himself. He literally played stupid. And then I read everything and I read the name using and he hung up on me. I called him back. He hung up again. Not okay. I'm telling everybody I'm balancing the bank account and stuff. Get the hell out of town. Get the hell out of here. Like I said, I kept it private. I kept it private. You know, when you go through problems in your marriage, you're going through legal separation, hell, you're going through divorce, and you keep things private, you're like, you know, you out of respect. You expect the other party to keep things private. You know, keep things private, whatever. You're entitled to your opinion, whatever you want to say. But as soon as you start trashing me, but then you're not being honest, I'm going to start running my mouth and speaking up. I'm my grandmother's granddaughter. I'm a Spitfire grandmother. I'm my dad's side. The one whose mother's Sioux Indian. That, you know, genetics ended up a redhead. I'm going to speak up. And she did too. I'm going to be my sign a scorpion. I'm going to Scorpio, which is a scorpion sign. I'm not into that horoscope stuff, but boy, am I true to my sign. We sit back. We'll wait before we strike. Okay? We're quiet. We'll respect people until you disrespect us. I'm not going to be quiet anymore. Period. But, they're telling people, girls, all sorts of stuff. This girl told me things on the phone. I was like, I just sat there like, wow. Wow. I said, well, I'm sorry you're hearing one side of the story. Because that's not what's happening, hon. But you're also getting gifted money and liquor. And that's my money. She got quiet. She didn't blame me for being upset. Rightfully so. That would be like your boyfriend giving money to a girl without your knowledge, your money, and you're not even married. Not okay. Getting back to that, trying to get the plumbing fixed, because that's gonna be a hell of a lot of money. The money that should have already been used to fix that plumbing was given to a man posing as a woman. I told Eric too, be careful who you're giving marital funds, marital money to. Be careful these scam artists. Because these men are actually, or these women are actually men. You're giving money to men. Hundreds of dollars, I realized after saying it. Because I did not read all this stuff until after the fact. Then I realized, okay, the puzzle pieces are there. The Scooby-Doo mystery is gone. It's reminding me of my medical, my health stuff. It took eons to figure out why I was constantly sick. Until the rest of the disability records surfaced. Because, you know, back in the day, they had paper records and they still need to be transferred electronically. And these were records from a children's hospital that weren't present during the initial disability hearing, which is a judiciary hearing. I had to go through revision because all of these new records surfaced and then all of a sudden that puzzle piece that was always missing my entire life surfaced. You had an autoimmune gene you acquired in your mother's womb and it turned and it activated. And you didn't realize, but you saw a hematologist many, many, many years ago, and they did specialty genetic testing, and they picked up that gene, that lupus gene, and then it went back to Children's Hospital, or your kidney's shutting down, they didn't think you were going to make it, as a newborn, as an infant, and you survived. That gene overturned. Doesn't mean if you have a genetic gene that it's acquired in your mother's womb that you're going to, you know, it's going to turn itself over, but lupus did. And lupus flares, and it makes sense with everything I've gone through. It destroys your immune system. It's no wonder I always catch everything, and my organs are like in like a mad, crazy wires crossing, and it has nothing to do with the ovarian tumor. That was just freak. That was a freak thing. A Rare Cancer Institute freak thing of having your ovary removed, a cell that they couldn't even see was left behind, and it literally regenerated itself in 7 years. Started functioning as an ovary again on its own. It was not in sync with the other ovary, and then massive tumor formed, and it had 7 years. That's the truth. I don't have medical mysteries anymore. I really don't talk too much about my health because things progressed, and we're trying to keep the pain under control, and I'll be getting surgery for specialty equipment through Medtronic, and I'm in that process now. Something happens to me, I'm still going to be coherent. I will do death with dignity, and I will go out to Oregon, and that's how it is. And I have everything in writing. There's really nothing to talk about with my health. The mystery is solved. But the things with Eric and missing money and why is all this money and making thousands of dollars a month, not even taxed, and where the hell's the money at? Everybody else has my money, because his money's my money, period. Until you're divorced, it's one pot. You can't mishandle and mismanage and ruthlessly blow through money. That's not going to happen, period. But I kept quiet about the situation. I kept quiet. I removed a lot of things off the podcast. I kept quiet. And then I told my therapist, he's literally like telling everything about everything. He did this when we were married. I had told him, quit talking about me and private matters at your work, at the sheriff's department. Quit talking about it. Because there's people I know that are coming back and I'm hearing everything. Don't do it. Okay, I won't anymore. And he just continued. So it was surprising that he's continuing and sharing with strangers you don't even know everything about our marriage and everything about me and try to predict my death. Oh, hell no. Hell no. I'm not dead yet. Now I woke up. The not nice side of me is going to stick up for myself. It's called self-respect is awake, and I'm not going to stand for it, period. If you want to talk about me and talk about things, then I'm going to freely talk about things too. Welcome to the United States freedom of speech. This stuff's not okay. Mine's fact-based. But there is no way a cold day of hell I've ever, and I've been married before, let me tell you, we never bounced a bank account. We were never late on bills. Because that's an amen. I am way responsible more than that. You know, you're over 18, you're adult, you're responsible. Act like it. But I realize where all the money's going for all the bounced bills. He still wants to send text messages and say, "Wait, you bounce a bill, you bounce the account to $500, whatever." What he doesn't realize is there's massive repairs all around the house that's been done over the past 3 months alone that you've not had the money for when they need to do the repairs. And when you're owed money back, and there's money, which all the money should be per attorney today, all the money, including all of his earnings, disability, everything needs to be in one account called a joint account. If he continues mishandling the money, then we'll get a court order and all the money goes into a joint account. Every single dollar. And there's going to be enough proof and physical reason why we're asking the court to garnish wages if he doesn't put the money in a one pot. Because it's being ruthlessly mishandled and it's not me. Clearly, we all know it's him. That's hundreds and hundreds of dollars that are supposed to have been used for emergencies. And that's why you have a joint account. You know, after bills are paid, you still leave money in a joint account regardless during legal separation. You keep it in a joint account. Even if you're married and you're not going through legal separation, you have a joint account. It's there for a reason. It's for emergencies. It's for bills, okay? When you have extra money, yes, it's fine. And you're going through legal separations. I was told today on the phone, you divide the money, okay? Yes, you divide the money that's left over. However, you still keep money in the joint account for emergencies. Now, I know you understand that, Kim, but he's not. Because I'm seeing all this money that I told you last time we talked being ruthlessly used. And I told you, I don't want to stress you out and get into it. We'll figure it out. And you may find this out in court. Because I know where it's going. Well, I always say I have a guardian angel. Just fell into my hands. It literally fell into my hands. I don't know what I'm screenshotting. Because I didn't even have time to read it. But the missing puzzle piece of where in the hell all this money is going. And he wants to tell people, oh, she's crazy saying that ever. Yeah, that's called a narcissist right there. Turn it around, play psychological games, play mental mind games. Narcs research stuff. They research how to manipulate women, how to manipulate people. Narcs will do this. Especially if they've been a narc for eons. Scam artist, charmer, con artist. Okay? No, I'm sorry. I'm making sure this is truth and the facts out there. Anybody listening to his side, you got my side now. And I've got fact. Don't believe everything you hear. You question, come to me. Here's the email. I've always said this. No. Don't be a liar. Because I find everything out. By chance, is it a coincidence? No, it's not. You know, there are those who watch over you. It's called they're called guardian angels. And if you don't believe it, I definitely do, because I find everything out, and finding this stuff out, not because somebody told me, but because it literally landed in my hands. I'm screenshotting all this stuff and not know what the heck. I have an attorney that knows. I have a part of state with an open case that knows. And it kind of reminded me of another situation. It kind of reminded me of going through radiation, and they didn't tell me when the radiation machine was going to trigger back and how many rounds I was getting. But I realized I was really, really sick and it really, really hurt. And it felt like more than one dose because it was. And I asked them at the time, and my oncologist now said they didn't tell you is because they didn't want you stressed out. They didn't want to panic you. It's kind of like how attorneys know things and they're working for you. And they don't want to, as I was told the other day, I don't want to stress you out or cause you any more stress because we're focused on your health. We're focused on getting a house together and selling it so you can move on with your life. They asked Eric, a domestic violence attorney, and a screenshot of this because it's invoice, asked Eric to pay for the divorce because, I mean, let's face it, I gave more than my all. I should have stopped in 2020 and I should have filed it then. And I stuck it out for 2 years and that was my mistake. Because it didn't change, because people don't change. You can't change people. They have to change themselves. And words are just words. Actions show, and I haven't seen any action or change. But the domestic violence attorney wanted Eric to pay for the divorce, and he said, I don't have the money. So that's another thing, too, I was told today from another attorney, is he doesn't have the money. Okay, well, what's all this? What's all this transferring of money? What's all these secret accounts? What's all this Cash App activity? Who's all these people? What's Bitcoin? Yeah. You pick and choose your battles. People know what they're doing when they're hurting you. They know exactly what the hell they're doing. They know when they're manipulating you, trying to. They know what they're doing. Don't be a damn fool. Don't fall for it. But I'm true to my sign. I sit back. And when I'm ready to strike, I strike with everything I got. Especially when you're doing things that are legally not okay. You keep getting more evidence and more fact. It's going to really hurt you when you know you're doing things that are wrong, that are hurting people. It's not okay. I shouldn't be. I'll end it here. Get ready to walk snore out. I shouldn't be without a hot shower, especially for 3 weeks, and being told by him, I don't have the money. But you have thousands of dollars. Now I have everything. I received everything today. You've had thousands of dollars every month tax-free. And you've been spending it recklessly and ruthlessly on strangers within the county, buying liquor, gifts, and now you're doing it towards strangers all across the United States and overseas. That's not just your money. It's called marital money, marital assets, marital money. It's also my money. Period. So try when I get back, fix the faucet. And see what we can do with a friend of mine. And if not, you have Roto-Rooter out tomorrow and go from there and see. But you just pray to God, you know, get a little bit of a break. But the main break, as attorney said, what you're going to get is when this house is for sale and you're out of it. Because you're dealing with him, but you're also dealing with the house. And nobody in their right mind needs a stress, especially you, and you're already dealing with enough as it is. And that can't be anything further from the truth. Amen.